And on a day like today, who wouldn't want to wander down to a splash park and keep cool?
Absolutely. It's just absolutely fantastic. It's been a wonderful year for a splash park. It's a shame we didn't get it into the ground earlier. But I can say that we started work, we broke ground about 3 weeks ago. And now all the pipes are going in, all the foundations are being dug, everything's ordered, and everything's moving forward. We're looking to complete probably in about 10 weeks' time.
Tell me a little bit about, just for the benefit of listeners who don't know too much about that particular stretch of land. It's wedged between Priory Park and Eaton Bowl, fair to say. And what has it been there in the past?
So in the 60s, the people of St Neots clubbed together and did things like buy a brick and things like that. And they actually managed to fund the building of a 50-metre outdoor pool, which was very successful, loved by the people of St Neots. And the reason they built the pool is because there were people, young kids drowning in the local rivers because the rivers weren't looked after as well in those days. So they wanted somewhere safe where the kids of St Neots could go and use a pool. So they built the pool, and it lasted many years until the late 90s when it just became too expensive to maintain. And at that point, it moved basically from the trust that ran it initially because of financial issues to district council, and then the district council gave it to the town council, and the town council couldn't afford it. So the decision was made at some point in the 2000s to, because it had been closed many years, to basically bulldoze it. So the land was just cleared over, but the land stayed in trust and it had to stay so in trust. So it is owned by the swimming pool trust, who was controlled by the town council at the time, but they couldn't do anything. They tried to get something built on the site, it all failed. So they asked some willing volunteers from St Neots 8 years ago, and I became one of those willing volunteers to look at other options for the site, including putting a splash park on it. And after 8 years of hard work and working with the council have now supplied a substantial amount of CIL money, which is money that's come from Wintringham, Love's Farm 2 and things like that. So they've supplied a substantial amount of CIL money towards the project, which has made it viable. So we now are building the splash park.
I think CIL stands for Community Infrastructure Levy, if I'm not mistaken, which is basically when house builders put a number of houses on a particular plot, they have to provide a certain amount of money for benefiting the community. So you've got a smile on your face. The last few times you've been in to talk about this, I think frustration was that would be the word that you'd have come up with. But I did sense the last time you came in, Mick, there was light at the end of the tunnel. And I think, you know, we've emerged from the tunnel now. And as you say, there's work going on over there. So my next question will be, when do you expect to actually be opening those big green gates and letting people in? More to the point, taking the green gates down, I guess.
So the fence will remain around it for security, so that when families go there, they can actually let their kids run around and have a good time without any threat that they're going to run off and disappear. So the fence will remain around it. There will be gates in new positions, kiosk. Apparently, there's going to be ice cream and all the good things. And there's other things going to go on the land as well. My grandson Alistair actually said to me this morning, you know, when's it going to be open, Grandpa? Because I mean, I started building this before he was born, so he's now 6 years old. I mean, in fact, I've got two grandsons now. I've got one that's almost 2 years old, Lincoln, and the pair of them are sort of going, when can we go to the splash park? So I'm hoping that we'll do a soft opening, so we'll be able to test the systems, and we'll be able to test the management of the splash park towards the end of this year, assuming the weather stays with us. And then we'll close it up for the year, we'll do the rest of the landscaping and all the rest of it, and then we'll be ready to open full steam next year.